You're listening to Podcaster Practice, brought to you by Springer Healthcare IME. Podcaster Practice brings you expert-led independent medical education discussions, inspiring healthcare professionals to maximize their learning and make measurable changes in their own clinical practice. This podcast is part of an independent medical education program entitled T2D and CKD, Putting Evidence into Practice, and is supported by an independent educational grant from Novo Nordisk.
Hello, welcome back to the second podcast of this independent medical education program entitled Type 2 Diabetes and Chronic Kidney Disease, Putting Evidence into Practice. I'm Pınar Topsever and I'm an MD by training, and I work as a family physician at Acıbadem University School of Medicine in Istanbul, Turkey. And I am also the Vice Chair of Primary Care Diabetes Europe. In today's podcast, I would like to talk about the recognition and diagnosis and also classification of chronic kidney disease in daily clinical practice. When we are considering risk factors for chronic kidney disease in our type 2 diabetic patients, first of all, let us remind ourselves that kidney disease has an insidious clinical course, meaning that it remains asymptomatic for quite a long time, although there are already abnormalities in kidney function. So first of all people with a diagnosis of diabetes, may it type 1 or type 2, need to be screened for chronic kidney disease. That's for once. And there are also other risk factors which predispose people with diabetes to chronic kidney disease. The first thing that comes into our mind, of course, is the glycemic control, but also blood pressure control is very important. So also mitigation of cardiovascular disease risk and the presence of cardiovascular disease, also hyperlipidemia is important for us. And the longer the patient has had diabetes, so the diabetes age, as we term it, diabetes duration, is also a risk factor for chronic kidney disease. So having all that in mind, we should screen all our patients with type 2 diabetes for kidney function. How to identify patients with type 2 diabetes who are at risk for chronic kidney disease and also for its progression? Well, the practice guidelines do actually recommend two tests, and all of them do that, the KDIGO, the ADA-ESD, as well as the ISN KDIGO primary care one pager. They do recommend two tests for screening. One is the urinary albumin creatinine ratio, which is actually very easy to do because it requires a spot urine sample. And this test actually measures the loss of protein in the urine, and is very important because it indicates the injury to the kidney tissue. The other test, which is recommended as a screening tool to screen for chronic kidney disease, is the EGFR test. That's a blood test, and this one measures actually the kidney function. And how to interpret these tests and how to diagnose chronic kidney disease with these two tests? Well, if we have an ACR above 30 milligrams per gram or an EGFR below 60 milliliters per minute per body surface, or any other, you know, evidence of kidney damage, then we need to actually repeat these two tests within 3 months. And if we have two pathological values within 3 months, we can diagnose chronic kidney disease. We should also look for, other risk factors than diabetes for chronic kidney disease, which can be, for instance, systemic autoimmune diseases like systemic lupus erythematosus or prior history of acute kidney injury, like a history of glomerulonephritis, especially in childhood. These things we should all investigate for. Well, once we have the positive result, as I said, to establish the diagnosis, we have to repeat these tests within 3 months. And once we have two positive results, we have an established diagnosis of chronic kidney disease. And there we need to take action. What should we do? We should initiate the therapy, which consists of lifestyle changes and pharmacotherapy. What about how to follow up our patient with type 2 diabetes and chronic kidney disease in primary care? And there, the KDIGO heat map, which has also been adopted in the ADA KDIGO consensus statement, also in the ISN KDIGO primary care one pager, is of good help. And that's a heat map where actually the kidney function, as measured by eGFR, is plotted against kidney tissue damage as measured by albumin excretion in the urine. And basically and very pragmatically, we can say that in primary care, we can safely initiate treatment and follow up in the moderately increased risk patients, and in those, and we should follow them up at least once a year again for kidney function. If we have a high risk, we have to consult a nephrologist, but still can follow up our patients in primary care. But we should then invite them to check for kidney functions at least twice a year. And if they are at very high risk, we should refer them to secondary care for further treatment and follow-up. When we think about the barriers to recognition and diagnosis of chronic kidney disease in daily clinical practice, then actually the first thing that comes into the mind of a GP would be the workload and the limited time we have per patient for consultation. The suboptimal uptake of evidence-based clinical practice guidelines is one thing that needs to be tackled. And one thing that comes into my mind is, again, low awareness within our colleagues, so in the healthcare providers, but also in our patients with type 2 diabetes, because they might not have been, counseled thoroughly about the risk for diabetic kidney disease during their patient education. One more thing that comes into my mind is availability of the tests. We talked about the eGFR and the urinary albumin creatinine ratio. And in some countries, for instance, the urinary albumin creatinine ratio is not available as a test to be ordered in primary care. And their simple dipstick might be an option as a, well, sort of stepwise screening. And if we have an abnormal finding in the dipstick, we could then refer that patient to secondary care for further testing. What can we do to improve the detection, diagnosis, and classification of diabetic kidney disease? Of course, we have certain tools there as well. First of all, the first thing that comes into our minds, and we mentioned them a few times already, are, of course, the evidence-based clinical guidelines, like, for instance, the KDIGO heat map, the ISN KDIGO primary care one-pager, and also other educational materials for patients as well as for healthcare providers. One other thing that has been proven very effective is prompting screening and also, for instance, evidence-based recommendations for disease management in the electronic health records of GPs, but also, of course, in secondary care. One other thing is the prediction algorithms. Again, these could be integrated in the electronic health records of GPs to identify the patients at risk and also especially to single out those who should be referred to a nephrologist. Another thing which has been discussed recently more and more for the detection of chronic kidney disease in primary care are point of care tests for chronic kidney disease. So if and there are very good ones available. So if we could have them available, the urinary albumin creatinine ratio and the eGFR in primary care as point of care testing in the GP practice, that would be another way of improving. And there are again studies which have shown that such an intervention increases yield of CKD diagnosis population-based in primary care. And one thing that is very important is integration of care. So if we integrate care pathways for certain, let's say, multimorbid clusters like this cardio metabolic and kidney cluster, where we have a good interface between the GP and, for instance, the nephrologist, that would also help a lot and enhance the quality of care for people with type 2 diabetes and chronic kidney disease. In summary, we can say that it's time for us in primary care to act upon improved detection of chronic kidney disease in people with type 2 diabetes. What should we do? We should screen all our patients with type 2 diabetes for kidney function, and we should do that at least once a year. What tests do we have available? We have the urinary albumin creatinine ratio, and we have the eGFR. And once we have screened them for kidney function and once we have established the diagnosis of chronic kidney disease, it is also time to act. With this, I would like to invite you to listen to the next podcast in the CME, which is about improving integration of guidelines for diabetic kidney disease in clinical practice. And you will also have the opportunity to test your knowledge in the accompanying case studies, which will be released later on. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you for listening to Podcast to Practice, brought to you by Springer Healthcare IME. For more information on our educational programs available, visit ime.springerhealthcare.com.